Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everybody blissed? Dr. Shuler's with us. Dr. Shuler's in the front of the classroom. I'm Vin Fennelli, hour number two of USA Prepare. So, about this coffee and decaffeinated coffee, to continue the discussion, the original decaffeinated coffee was sold in the United States under the name of Sanka, S-A-N-K-A. And I remember the commercials in the 1950s, 1960s on television when I was growing up. And it was without caffeine, but they used benzene to decaffeinate the coffee. And now they use a effervescent-type water mixed with carbon dioxide, which I think is way better. Dr. Shuler, are there... Do you have any thoughts about what we did to ourselves through thinking that, hey, we can have the taste of coffee without caffeine, but we didn't know that benzene was used and it was killing us? Any thoughts about that?
Well, it's one of hundreds of thousands of chemical poisons that have been released into the atmosphere and environment in the last 60 or 70 years. So anytime there's a new one, expect sooner or later, you'll find out there's poison in it.
I remember working with some young people when I was younger and, you know, just starting in the, you know, after the university, going into the corporate world. And I remember having lunch with a group of people, and there was this one gal there that said, you know, whenever they have a new product, she tries it, whether it's a new deodorant, whatever it was, she would apply it to herself. And I was thinking, why would anybody do that? Why have all these? Why? And, you know, if you don't need it, you know, sometimes people get sniffles and they take something for it. Aren't we better off just kind of toughing it out for the most part, Dr. Shuler? You know, if we get the sniffles or if we get a cold, aren't we better, you know, just vitamin C and toughen it out rather than taking these over-the-counter,
vitamin C, the biggies.
Yeah, yeah, symptom suppressors. Isn't that what these over-the-counter things are for the most part? Symptoms suppressors?
Well, I just don't trust industry, period.
Yeah. So when you think about it, class, I'm sure those of you who are, you know, in your 60s or more senior, remember these commercials for Sanka. And it was leading us to believe that you've got to be, you know, crazy not to want to have decaffeinated coffee. But they never said that they were using a petrochemical to decaffeinate the coffee. And then what they did was they took the caffeine and sold that. So it's not like they flushed it.
Hey, can't fix craziness.
Right. Right, but we can try to remove it from office. So Mrs. Fennelli said, "Would I please ask Dr. Shuler this?" She was reading a story, and it was eggs. The latest study says that they can shorten your life if you have as little as one half an egg per day. Now, Dr. Shuler, what are your thoughts about eating eggs and shortening your life?
Yet. One of the single best foods for your brain is egg yolk. And one or two a day, in my opinion, is great. And
okay.
You know, that nonsense about low-fat diet has been going on since I was a sophomore in medical school. And 90% of it is absolute nonsense.
Well, and I agree with you. I have an egg. I have a whole egg every day, and they're usually brown eggs when they're, you know, when the chickens are laying them. But, you know, lately they've been we've had them delivered, you know, the white eggs because we didn't have any. Chickens weren't laying them. But the brown eggs have a darker colored yolk. They are a little bit stronger. And when you first look at a brown egg, class, you go, something wrong with this egg. Then once you get used to them and then you go to a white egg, you go, this thing's anemic. This white
egg. No, I agree. I prefer brown eggs, but I do like one or two a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was my question. What would be a reasonable amount of eggs for the average person to have per day or per week? What should for you know, optimal?
I take two a day as long as you I prefer not cooking the yolk. In other words, I like the yolk still to be runny, so I prefer to have mine soft boiled or sunny side up. Mm-hmm. I think it's a slightly better quality fat then.
Okay, so we don't destroy the amino acids by heating it, right?
Exactly.
I'm not there yet. let me tell you how I cook eggs, and maybe you can tell me if I got to stop and you know do a U-turn or something. What I do is I take a stainless steel pan, a Revereware pan, a small skillet, and I put a very small amount of butter. I would say 1/3 of a teaspoon of real butter in the bottom of it. I heat it lightly, and I put the pan on a very low heat, a gas propane stove. And I take whole milk, not the 2%, the regular milk, and I use a large soup spoon and a fork, and I beat the milk into the egg until it's a uniform consistency. And then I heat it over low heat, and that's how I make a scrambled egg with that much butter. Am I using too much butter, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, no. No, I think that's fine.
Okay.
I happen to use olive oil or avocado oil, but I don't think it matters.
Okay. I have avocado oil, and I was experimenting with just avocado oil because we've talked about that in the past over the years. For cooking eggs, and what I found out was I was using too much, and so I had extra liquid. So I would tilt the pan after the eggs were cooked, the scrambled eggs were cooked. I would tilt the pan so that the extra oils would run to the to the edge of the pan, and then I would remove the eggs and eat them. And then the dogs would get that the avocado oil or the olive oil that was left over because I didn't want to throw that away. And what I found out was. Is that okay, Dr. Shuley, doing it that way? Or should I be eating
that? Tonto loves that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so Tonto is your shepherd, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I found out. When we had a surplus of eggs, we'd give them to neighbors, we'd bring them to you, and we would eat them, and the dogs would eat them. And what I found out was their coat would look better, several weeks after having eggs than if they didn't have them. So that kind of tells me that there's a reason why they need to have eggs. What is your medical conclusion based on that little bit of evidence that I gave you, Dr. Shuley?
I think there is good evidence that the fat in the egg helps you make anandamide, the bliss hormone. It's part of omega-3, omega-6, and actually that's how you make anandamide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 1-2 eggs a day, just fine, and my take on cutting to the chase is that these studies that say eggs are going to kill you is nonsense. Is that right?
Well, I think the low-fat diet in general is part of the greatest scam in history. I mean, my cholesterol, last time I checked it a few months ago, was only 136. I actually added a tablespoon of coconut oil and a tablespoon of avocado oil every day to my diet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Going the opposite direction from what most people are being told. And yep. What about Okay. And what about these stories that say you should not eat the yolk of the egg, only the egg white? Is that as dumb as it gets or what?
That is beyond dumb. It is actually depriving you of the most important part of the egg, the yolk.
When I was growing up, my dad said a couple things. He said that eggs are the most perfect food, and I also believe he said milk is almost most perfect food. Do you think that's correct?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. What babies and live on.
All right. Yeah, I agree. So, and it seems amazing to me that these manufacturers, these multinationals and these large corporations have conned people into saying, you know, we're going to take milk and we're going to make it better for you. So we're going to take the cream off and we're going to sell you less in the same size jug and we're going to tell you it's better for you. Meaning, you know, 2% milk, whatever that is. It's like mostly water, right?
Yep.
Why would we do that?
And it's probably fluoridated water.
you know, there are people who drink light beer. And light beer, I read an article many, many years ago. I'm not advocating or not advocating drinking beer. I'm just being neutral on it. But here's what this story that I read said. If you take a regular beer, you know, like Bud and any other brand, and you put an ice cube in it, you've just, when that ice cube dissolves, you've made yourself a light beer. So why would people buy a light beer? Why not just buy a beer? And that's the truth.
Yeah. They stopped.
We're talking about
of idiots.
Yeah. We're talking about chemicals. And I'm going to be a little bit gross here. I don't mean to be, but I don't know how else to do this. So over the years, I read, my mom used to listen to Carlton Fredericks, and I used to listen to a guy by the name of James Amino Corey. And it looks like Korea, and he died of, a heart attack. He was an owner of Gold Gym out in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area. And I believe it was he who said that you should change your soap, you know, in the shower or in the bathtub, you know, once a month, because the bacteria on your skin becomes used to a specific soap, and the bacteria will not be killed by the soap as well if you, you know, switch to a different kind of soap. So once a month I'll switch. And here's what, right now I'm on Yellow Dial. Now, this is Dial soap, and it's a yellow bar. And why? Because I probably bought 100 of them. And I also bought the white bar of Dial. So let me explain it this way. The yellow bar is called Dial Gold, and it feels different. It feels, you know, slippery. The Dial that's in a blue wrapper is actually a white bar of soap, and it doesn't feel slippery. What I've noticed is when I use this yellow bar of soap, and I use a white towel, I've been using the same bath towel since the 1970s, believe it or not. And what
you
I find out...
You won't twice, I hope.
Oh, sure. But here's the interesting thing. We try to make everything last, Dr. Shealy. We try to buy quality. And by the way, there's a company called Canon Towel Company, or Canon Textiles. They're out of business. That was a top-of-the-line, great company. I guess they were so good that substandard companies, the cheesy companies always beat up at good companies. And you can look at Jaguar, and you can look at all the great labels, and they're not doing so well compared to Kia and Hyundai and, you know, the rest. But I'll tell you about the soap and the white towels when we come back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Sheely's with us. Norm Sheely. NormSheely.com. NORM. SHEALY.com. Telephone number for the clinic, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And that's in the Central Time Zone, Springfield, Mo. And if you'd like to call for an appointment, a consultation, that's the number to call. The website, Norm Sheely, NormSHEALY.com. And you can sign up for the free newsletter. And you can also, when you do that, you'll get an invitation and a reminder to tune into his weekly broadcast with Dr. Sergey Sorin, his medical associate at the clinic. Amit will be with you in Massachusetts in just a minute. I wanted to finish the rest of the story about the towel. So I've been using this white towel or a set of white towels since like the 70s. And I changed the soap that I use, Dial Yellow, which is Dial Gold, and there's one in a blue wrapper, which is a white bar of soap. And what I've noticed, Dr. Sheely, is I use the soap the same way. When I get out of the shower, I dry off. And I'm pretty experienced at drying off. I've been doing it for, you know, roughly 68 years. And the what I've noticed is that with the yellow soap, the yellow Dial Gold, the white towel turns brown, except at the very extreme corners where that doesn't touch my skin. Now, the whole point of this, Dr. Sheely, is this. Because it's yellow, it dyes the towel brownish tan color. And that tells me that I'm not getting the soap off me when I wash. you know, and rinse, and it's being transferred to the towel. So the conclusion that I'm drawing is that I'm poisoning myself because I can't get these chemicals off my skin, which also, if we connect the dots, it's washing dishes without, you know, rubber gloves, like Playtex rubber gloves, you know, so thin you can pick up a dime, as they used to say. What do we do? Am I killing myself by washing with soap?
I have no way of knowing, but I don't like it. You know, I mean, it sounds as if it ought to wash off totally. It should.
Right.
You shouldn't have a nanogram of soap left on you after you've rinsed off.
Right. Now, with the white soap, I don't see it because it's a white cloth towel. Okay, so I don't see white on white, but I do see this yellow, which translates to kind of a tannish color, light brown, and it's striking. If anyone saw this towel, they would say those guys don't wash their towels. It's literally, those guys don't wash their towels. But it's not true. We wash towels all the time, and it's only with this Dial soap that I see this. And we have a loofah, you know, we grow the loofah, and it's like that, you can, you know, scrub your skin with it. So it's not like I don't try to get this off with the loofah. I use loofah, I rinse with water, rinse, use loofah to, you know, extra scrub the soap off, but I don't get enough of it off because it still transfers to the towel. So the whole point I'm trying to make here, Dr. Shirley, for our class to understand is, Unless you really see things like this, you don't know that this is happening to you. You don't know that you're poisoning yourself with these estrogen mimickers, you know, and whatever else this is. And why is it Dial soap have to be yellow anyway? Why? So, all right. Any comments before I click on Amit here in Massachusetts?
All I can say is amazing.
Okay. So, class, be really careful. And if you use pink soap, you probably have a pink towel. Amit, in Massachusetts.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Dr. Shirley.
Good morning.
The context has changed a little because I called a little late. I have a couple of questions about milk. But before that, it just came to my mind about what Vincent is reporting, is that these soaps claim to have moisturizers, this skin lotion, that emollient, so on and so forth. So they may be adding some chemical to keep it sticking to the skin so that their claim or assertion or advertising spiel, so to speak, is truthful or, as they say, truth in advertising. So that may be causing it to stick despite you're trying to rinse and free it, say a shower or something like that. So that was first one, and the second one was that I have read that many people become lactose intolerant as we age, and the second thing is that homogenization makes difficult to digest. That is, if milk is homogenized, then it is difficult to digest, particularly the fat part. So those were the questions to Dr. Shealy.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Amit and Dr. Shealy.
The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is,
How often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in the medical establishment. It's probably going to be more than last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. Since Tiger Woods couldn't be at a golf tournament in Florida Sunday, numerous golfers picked up the slack by wearing his traditional red shirt, black pants. Tiger tweeted after seeing the support, "To every golfer and every fan, you are truly helping me get through this tough time." USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have the chance to read the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package pass along party lines by the House Friday, you would understand this package has very little to do with COVID relief. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It was passed in the House on Friday along party lines, but senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing, the COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should be focused on vaccination efforts.
The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations, but we don't need this massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
The House approved it in a 219-212 mostly party line vote as two Democrats joined all Republicans in opposing it. In a number 24 Chevrolet that steadily improved its performance as the sun went down, William Byron ran a decisive victory in Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday. With Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr. battling for second place behind him, Byron cruised to a 2.7-second victory over Reddick. NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
SHEALY.com every Monday from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, live right here on Genesis Communications Network. Amit, back to you. You want to talk about homogenized milk?
Yes, as I said, I have read that as we age, most of us lose ability to digest the lactose in the milk and maybe milk generally. And the homogenization process makes the fat to be digested well and the body can and then begins to store it in wrong places. So that's what I wanted to ask Dr. Shealy to comment on.
Well, the evidence is mixed, in my opinion. There's, you know, everybody is unique and individual. And I grew up where the milk came to the top of the bottle when you opened it, you shook it up before you drank it. But it hasn't been that way in many decades now. And I don't even know how you can buy non-homogenized milk anymore. But in general, for the average person, I don't think it interferes a great deal.
That's what I find hard, that all milk is homogenized, even if it is lactose-free. And I'm not a subscriber to this-free, that-free, like Vincent discussed earlier, that caffeine-free coffee. So I just stay clear of these dash-free things. So you're right, homogenized milk is everywhere. That is one just, maybe it's a federal requirement or something like that.
Well, unless one is allergic to the protein in milk, I do consider milk protein to be the greatest quality protein in the world.
Okay. Yeah, that was the Ayurvedic view as well, that milk was treated on par with elixir, E-L-I-X-I-R. But that was not homogenized and that was not pasteurized at all. And back in India when we were growing up, or I was growing up, it was easy to separate milk fat by just boiling or fermenting. But that cannot be done for homogenized milk because fat is mixed everywhere, as the name homogenization suggests, that milk is distributed in the entire body or volume of the milk. So making milk fat is not possible at all. So that was the other thing. But I also want to thank you for sending me that Saturday Night Alive link. I thoroughly enjoyed the program. I could attend it only for 2 hours because then it became 11 o'clock and I started feeling sleepy. So yes, the recording of the last 1 hour. But it was really an eye-opening program, let alone seeing that magic show. So thank you for sending me that newbie link and I could attend that free. Thank you. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you. Well, you know, interestingly, you can make kefir out of regular bottled milk. I've done that for years. So it doesn't, I mean, regular, whole, pasteurized, homogenized, and all that, at least still makes good kefir. It tastes like kefir. And it looks, you know, it gets thicker like kefir.
Yeah, I heard you discussing making your own kefir, so I've not acted on that, but I heard you discussing the nutritional benefits of kefir.
I buy a kefir culture on the internet, and you mix one package of this in 2 quarts of milk, and it sits at 78 degrees for 12 to 24 hours, and then you have kefir. It's a nice, thick, slightly sour, excellent type of kefir with good probiotics. Very good for the intestinal system and the digestion.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Shealy, and thank you, Vincent.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling in, Amit.
Bye.
Bye. All right, that was Amit. Dr. Shealy, I've got several other things. Is there anything that you wanted to cover before I continue?
No, keep going.
Okay. I know some people who have respiratory issues. And we were talking with a guy today who called, and he's going to the dentist and he's having some teeth pulled. And I know for a fact that this particular man uses a steroid inhaler. And when you look at the complications of these steroid inhalers, they say that causes a fast heartbeat and it causes thrush. And I believe, and I can't prove this, but the evidence that I have seen from people who use these things, they lose their teeth and they get all kinds of dental cavities and caries. Have you come to the same conclusion, Dr. Shealy, or not?
Yes, I do not like steroids except in extreme immune deficiency cases.
And I understand there's a purpose for steroids, and some people who have contracted COVID, they would die without them because of the massive inflammation. What do steroids do that is of such concern, Dr. Shuley?
Well, they contain cortisone-like products, and they inhibit or cause a decrease in the most anti-stress hormone, DHEA, dihydroepiandrosterone. So the higher your cortisone, the lower your DHEA, and the weaker your immune system becomes.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing, Dr. Shuley, is that someone who has been prescribed these drugs will heal less quickly than without them. Is that right?
Generally? Well, again, it depends on the seriousness of the degree.
Uh-huh.
In a very serious inflammatory disease, it may save your life. Mm-hmm. But it also has complications. My favorite all-time case was a man who had been on prednisone for 4 years. He came in dying of abscesses from staphylococcus and fungi.
Hmm. And what was the result?
He died.
Oh.
All the antibiotics in the world couldn't save him at that point.
Okay. So what is thrush, Dr. Shuley? Because I have read about this, and the tongue gets white. And I've never seen anybody with it, but I've read about it. What is it? Is it a fungal infection?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Well, a lot of people are on these Symbicort-type inhalers. Okay, what about titrating thyroid medications like Synthroid, Armour Thyroid? How does a person know the correct amount? Is it through blood tests? Is it through how they feel? How does a person know if they're taking the right amount?
The only way I know is measuring your oral temperature when you've been out of bed 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, okay. Your temperature should be 98.6 after mm-hmm. you've been up several hours. If it's mm-hmm. below 98.4, you're not getting enough thyroid.
Okay, and what about too much?
Well, then it can cause all kinds of problems, like a rapid heartbeat, anxiety, It's too much.
Okay. And can a person reduce the amount that they're taking? Let's say they're taking whatever the standard dose is, and they find out they're racing around and they're running 120 miles an hour. Is that one of the symptoms of a little too much?
Oh, yes, it would be. I mean, you really need a physician who's holistic, because the average physician doesn't even know what Armour Thyroid is and won't even prescribe it. And yet it's been around longer than any other replacement for thyroid, and in my favorite.
Okay. Vitamin B complex. Is it possible? Well, I mean, I guess anything's possible. But, I mean, within reason, can a person take too much vitamin B complex?
Yes.
Because I take, okay, what happens, and how do we know?
Well, it can, especially B6 in excess, can cause real problems with the kidney. Because kidney stones. You can take 1,000 milligrams a day of B6 for a month and 500 for a month, but after that, anything above 100 is toxic. That's usually carpal tunnel syndrome. Those large doses for a short period of time.
All right. I'm looking at your Dr. Shuley's essentials, and vitamin B6, 25 milligrams.
Right.
So that says serving size 2 capsules. So that does that mean 2 capsules would be 25 milligrams total for two?
Yeah, right. 12 and a half milligrams per capsule, yep.
Okay. So what would be too much?
Well, over the long time, anything over 4 a day.
Okay.
But 4 a day would be safe.
Okay.
The average adult.
And mixed with, or not mixed with, but taken at the same time as your youth formula, which is your vitamin C, which is serving size 4 capsules. and that would give you 2,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid and 1,000 milligrams of MSM and 60 micrograms of molybdenum. What would be too much of that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, again, for the average person, you could probably take eight a day safely, as long as you took four a day of the essentials.
Okay. So for the essentials, I've got maximum, and my annotation is DRSE, as in Dr. Shealy's Essentials, and then YF is my annotation for youth formula. And was that eight, did you say?
Yeah, that would be, okay. You know, the upper limit.
Okay, and that's what I take. And I got to tell you, it's working great. I mean, I am so impressed. And by the way, Dr. Shealy, I use your PEMF device every day. And I'll just get gross and say this. I think I had a massive inflammation in my chest. And I coughed up this thing. And it was the size of a, you know, an early pea, you know, green pea. I coughed this thing up, and my chest pain went down to, like, almost zero. And I'm wondering if I inhaled a bug, you know, like a fly or something, you know, months ago, and it was causing all kinds of inflammation. And it was awful, absolutely awful. Can something like that, an aspiration in the lung, make you, I mean, just like a fly or a gnat, can it really make you sick?
Well, yes, it would. I mean, it is. It would have all kinds of bugs and negative things in it.
Well,
so flies actually germinate in manure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I followed your protocol of the Dr. Shealy's Essentials and the youth formula and the beta-glucan and the taurine and the turmeric curcumin complex and it worked. It absolutely worked. So I just want to let you know, class, seriously, this is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. I followed Dr. Shealy's protocol, and I suggest you consider it as well. And if you need it, give him a call. 417-351-5221.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I have, when we wired our, we built our house, I wired it for pretty much everything, thousands of feet of wire in our house. And in many of the rooms, like we'll call it the living room, the kitchen, bedrooms, office, etc., have wiring for music, you know, speakers. What are your thoughts about soft music in the background, like classical? I'm not talking about hard rock and music that'll wind up your, you know, your heart rate. I'm talking about soft music. Any thoughts about having that going on in the background during daytime hours?
I think it's good. You know, I mean, unless it interferes with your ability to function. I mean, I wouldn't like it in my office, for instance, because I got to talk to patients. But in the background, it does calm the brain, the mind, etc. No question about it.
Okay. Next quick question. We've got Glenn on hold in Michigan. Next question. Adding ultraviolet light to the ductwork of a heating system, considering bacteria, mold, COVID, you know, and prevention and killing some of these biologicals that are floating around in our heating systems. What are your thoughts about that, adding ultraviolet light?
I love ultraviolet light. You got to be careful because if you look at it directly without sunglasses on, it can actually, you know, burn your eyes. But even when I was in medical school, in the operating room at Duke University, they had constant ultraviolet light to help sterilize the air. And I'm a great believer in ultraviolet.
Okay. Class, you've seen these? They hang on the wall in restaurants and kitchens at restaurants and sometimes fast food joints. If you've ever been to one, you'll see these kind of an eerie blue light, you know, inside a cover, but, you know, has a filtering lens on it. But that's what we're talking about. Glenn in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Norm, for taking my call. I had one question and one comment. I want to circle back just a few minutes. I've suffered from lactose intolerance since I was 15, maybe even 12 years old. can't drink milk, can't eat ice cream, anything. What is the cause of it? Is it ethnicity based or is it lifestyle based?
It is an actual some genetic defect, I believe, or damage to your immune system that makes people extremely allergic to milk. It can happen to anything, of course, and unfortunately milk is one of those possibilities.
All right. My comment now is that I'm of a Mediterranean ethnicity, and I have been, you call it kefir, Middle Eastern people call it leaven, and then the cheese part is leaveny. Now, when I make a yogurt, which we call leaven, we just take a gallon of milk, whole milk, boil it, let it cool down till you can stick your finger in it, stir a couple teaspoons of active culture in it, and put it in a place where it's undisturbed for 4 or 5 hours, turns into yogurt. Get a whole pot of yogurt out of a gallon of milk for nothing. Then we make a cheese out of it by placing it in cheesecloth, hang it over the sink, let it overnight. Then we have what you call kefir cheese, if I'm correct.
Great. It's good for the, that does help produce probiotics that are good for your intestinal system and digestion, et cetera.
Right. But the thing I'm curious about is that, I can that's edible for me without a lactose problem. So what is the reason?
Well, the lactose has actually been fermented. You know, it's been used up in the fermentation process.
Okay, very good. That's all I wanted to say.
Good.
Oh, great. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Shilley, in your practice, have you noticed that things have changed in the last 14 months or so in medicine as a result of COVID? The way things are done, what people are asking for, maladies that they may have. Have you seen any changes?
Oh, yeah, lots and lots and lots of changes. And, of course, one of the most common things that people come to me for is, how can I get rid of this mask? And if they have allergies and immune dysfunctions, I will give them what I consider a medical exemption. But that stuff can be recognized everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the word lavage, L-A-V-A-G-E, on a previous broadcast. We never talked about it. What is a lavage?
Lavage, L-A-V-I-D-E?
No, lavage.
Lavage, oh, that is actually essentially washing something.
Mm-hmm. Washing an organ.
Yeah.
Is it a safe process?
Well, it depends on how it's done, obviously, as everything else, but yes, it can be.
Very good. Dr. Shilley, thank you so much for being with us for 2 hours today. I'm looking forward to next week's broadcast with Dr. Norm Shilley. Norm,
always a pleasure.
Norm Shilley. Blessings, Dr. Shilley. Always a pleasure. NormShilley.com.
You're doing too many drugs. Listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.